used to
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. Okay, good. So, Jesse, are you the chairman of the Demo Derby? Is that your title?
I'm the coordinator for the Demolition Derby, as well as I take care of a lot of the graphics and a lot of the promoting and the marketing for it. It's a volunteer. I'm part of the Erkel Falls Events Committee, which is a committee of council for the town of Erkel Falls, and we put on the Winter Carnival every year. It's our annual big event, and we've put together hopefully a really great week of events. 10 days. It starts on the Friday. We have the fireworks. And the big slide. There's gonna be beaver tails and hopefully some other vendors there, a big campfire and some music. And that's the Friday evening on March the 8th. And then we have on March 9th the Demolition Derby, which is one of our biggest events in town for the year. And this year we're having it officiated by Edge Motorsports, who's also doing the Demolition Derbies in Cap. So they're a reputable company that we're excited to have on board. To help with the officiating as we grow bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah.
So I know we're going to have lots of cars again this year, and I'm excited.
I know that, like, back when I was, I guess, a teenager, it was a big deal. Then it kind of died off, but you people revived it a few years ago.
Yeah, we brought it back. It was the first. Actually, I joined the committee in hopes of bringing a rib eating contest to town. And the person that was coordinating for trying to bring back the Demolition Derby had moved out of town. And so they were thinking, well, we're going to have to let this die. We don't have a coordinator. So I sort of ditched the idea of doing a rib eating contest and said, well, I'll coordinate for the Demolition Derby because this is an awesome event. And at the time, there wasn't too many Demolition Derbies in the area. And Cochrane's doing one now, or they tried to. I think they canceled this year. Cap's doing one, Hearst is doing one. So it's really helped sort of emerge the motorsports culture up here, which is awesome. I'm happy to be a small part of that.
So it's on Saturday the 9th, right?
Saturday nights at 11 a.m. We have the drift battle in the morning, and then around 1 or 1:30, if the drift battle lasts a little longer, we'll start the demolition derby, which will be two different classes this year. We have prizes for $1,000 for first, $500 for second, and $250 for third. And we have two classes. We have basically the smaller car and the bigger car, and they're all just stock. We don't do the professional just yet, where they sort of reinforce the chassis with a bunch of bars and everything. We just do straight stock, where you rip out the upholstery and put a little tank in and put a little off switch and reinforce the door, and that's basically it. So it's a great way for new people to get into the sport, and because it's the least modifications you basically have to do to a car to get it into a competition. And I know of at least, I think we're having at least 8 to 10 cars that are already signed up, and we always get a whole bunch more on the day. So I think we're going to have our biggest year ever this year, hopefully. And hopefully the snow keeps falling for us and we don't lose too much. If we do, we'll have to put up cement barriers. We have a plan for that in place if we do lose too much snow. So
Well,
we're excited to have this and to bring it to town once again.
I understand we'll get a whole bunch of snow the next day or two, so
Yeah,
the timing's
hopefully it'll be
probably
enough.
good. Yeah. Where are some of them coming from, of the ones that have entered so far?
We have some from Cap, we have some from Cochrane, we have some that come a little farther from down south. In years past, we had a crew from Gravenhurst come up, but they're actually part of the Edge Motorsports, so they won't be competing this year. Although I think they have some people that are regulars for their events down south are looking at coming up. We also have a food truck from Barrie that's actually interested in coming up this year, so I don't know. Hopefully that works out. And then we also have Smokey Robinson, who will be there. They do great smoked meats, and they'll be at the Derby event. Last I'm
Obvious,
told, anyway.
yeah. Calvert snow dump right off the end of D'Iberville.
Yeah, when you're coming in off of the Monteith Bridge, it's right on the left there. It's a snow dump
Yeah.
we've converted into our arena for the for the Derby.
So obviously no admission charge for spectators.
It is $5 a
Oh, is it?
ticket, and
Okay.
six and under are free. Yeah, we try and keep it as low as possible, but we still have obviously bills to pay. And this year, with the promoter, with the partnering with Edge, also comes with an additional cost. So, although I think we really needed to do that to grow properly and safely, and making sure all the drivers are safe and it's done professionally. it does have additional costs. So we're trying to keep that at $5 for this year and beyond. But it's a small fee that goes a long way when you have a, you know, about 2,000 people show up. So
And you're expecting 2,000 again.
yeah, we're expecting that. We usually get every year we get around 1,800 to 2,000. Seems to be the case. I mean, I'm sure it'll be weather dependent, but we always seem to have a good show, and hopefully we have a good show again. It's like I said, it's a lot of fun. It's a great day, a lot of excitement, and it's a great bowl. There's lots of room usually, so it's a lot of fun. We're excited to bring it to the north and to have it again this year.
Okay, anything you want to add right now?
No, just please stay tuned to Facebook and the social media and the Enterprise newspaper if you're in Urquhart Falls. For our scheduled events, we have 10 days full of events, lots of free skating, lots of free bowling. There are all sorts of stuff for the kids. There's a bounce day where we put bouncy castles in one of the schools here. So stay tuned to our social media, and hopefully we see you guys out there.
Okay, I'll post a link to the schedule on my web version of this too.
Okay, thank you very much.